Today we'll be going through day two of Face to Face by Kenneth Boa, a guided meditation and prayer through the scriptures. But before we begin, I want to encourage you to take a couple moments to pause, to breathe, to reflect on our Lord and Savior, to remove the distractions, to the checklist that you have for the rest of the day. Get into a posture that can worship and honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Starting off with adoration. Psalm 92, 5 through 8 reads like this. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all the evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. Isaiah 52, 8. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will not give your glory to another or your praise to idols. Pause to express your thoughts of praise and worship. Now moving into a time of confession. Hebrews 12, 7 through 9 reads like this. I will endure discipline, for you are treating me as your child. For what child is not disciplined by its father? If I am without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then I am an illegitimate child and not a true child. Moreover, we have all had the human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. How much more should I be disciplined by you, the Father of my spirit, and live? Ask the Spirit to search your heart and to reveal any areas of unconfessed sin. Acknowledge these to the Lord and thank Him for His forgiveness. From Confession to Renewal, John 3:30. O Christ, you are John 3:30. O Christ, you must increase, I must decrease. John 15:1-2, verse 4. Jesus, you are the true vine, and your Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in you that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. May I abide in you, and you in me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can I bear fruit unless I abide in you. Pause to add your own prayers of personal renewal. After you've spent some time in renewal of your spirit, let us move to a time of petition, to ask our Father to make requests upon Him. Genesis 22, verses 2 through 12 and 16. May I follow Abraham's example of willingness to offer all that I have to you, holding nothing back, and trusting in your character and in your promises. Pause here to petition God for wisdom. Ask Him to develop your eternal perspective, to renew your mind with truth, and to help you develop greater skill in each area of your life. Offer prayers regarding your activities for this day and any special concerns you may have. Intercession. 2 Corinthians 13:11. May we rejoice, become complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, and live in peace. And you, the God of love and peace, will be with us. Take a few moments to intercede on behalf of your immediate family and other relatives. Offer prayer for their spiritual, emotional, and physical concerns. Affirmation. Luke 6:38. As I give, it will be given to me, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be into my lap. For with the measure I use, it will be measured back to me. 2 Corinthians 9:6-10. Those who sow sparingly will also reap sparingly, and those who sow bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one should give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for you love a cheerful giver, and you are able to make all grace abound to us, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, we may abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now you, the one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and increase our seed and will increase the fruits of our righteousness. Pause to reflect on these biblical affirmations. Let us now enter into a spirit of thanksgiving, of a grateful heart, and thanking God for his many blessings and many works he has given to us. Revelation 11:17 reads like this: We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. Revelation 22:3-5. There will no longer be any curse. Your throne and the throne of the Lamb will be in the New Jerusalem, and your servants will serve you. They will see your face, and your name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no night there. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for you, Lord God, will give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Pause to offer your expressions of thanksgiving. Let us close with this prayer found in Daniel 2:20-22. Blessed be your name, Lord God, forever and ever. For wisdom and power belong to you. You change the times and the seasons. You raise up kings and depose them. You give wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. You reveal deep and hidden things. You know what is in the darkness, and light dwells with you.